All right, folks, welcome back to Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen here with you. Not going to waste any time here, folks. Let's just go right into it. Jay Patel was named the Special Teams Player of the Week in the Big Ten after an impressive showing last week against Temple. He hit on a 51-yard field goal for Rutgers that tied for the seventh longest in program history and the first conversion for the team of at least 50 yards since 2019. He is a kicker who had a very decorated resume at South Brunswick High School, so he's a local guy as well. So we had an opportunity to talk with him. But first, let's hear from Greg Schiano about Jay Patel.
As far as Jay Patel, how have you been impressed by what he's been able to do? Got Special Teams Player of the Week. This is his first opportunity now as a sophomore to get a chance to kick for you guys.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, chopping your job. He did that. He went out and did what was asked of him. He had three opportunities plus extra points, and he was successful on all of them. And that's the tough part of being a specialist. You literally stand for 3 hours and 30 minutes, and you perform for, if you totaled the time, probably a minute. But when your minute's up, when your moment's up, you got to perform. And he did. So that's when you do that as a specialist, you get noticed. The tough thing is when you don't do it, you get noticed as well. There's nowhere to hide as a specialist. That's why I always tell them, we call you specialists for a reason. Because you're special. You're special in that you can do something really well.
We're here with Jay Patel with Rutgers. He was, of course, named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. So first of all, let's just start there. Just your thoughts about getting that award.
Yeah, it's a great honor, and I really appreciate winning the award. It's just a big testament to all the hard work we've been putting in as a team. And I couldn't have done it without my great long snapper, Jake Eldridge, my fantastic holder, Flynn Appleby, and the protection that goes within the whole operation.
You know, Coach says that you guys, special teams players, kickers, punters, always have the toughest job because you're waiting for your opportunity to get out there. Just tell me more about that kind of pressure, that kind of position to be in, where you're trying to, you're waiting to get out there for that big moment.
Yeah, I mean, there is pressure involved, but it's just become, it's just become natural to me over time, just training field goals and doing it with how often Coach Gianna makes us practice field goals and putting us in such high pressure situations that it's just become natural in game. He tries to make the practice as hard as it can be so that in the game we can go out there and just feels normal.
51-yard field goal, how did that feel?
It was fantastic. It was a career long, so I was very happy.
What really got you started into football?
Growing up, I was just a huge football fan. I used to play soccer and football. My dad is a big Steelers fan, and we would just watch all the games. And then what really stuck with me is he took me to Pittsburgh one time and I watched the Ravens play the Steelers. And I'm Big Ben through like 6 touchdown passes. And from then on, I kind of just was stuck with football, and I ended up quitting soccer and just focusing on football full time.
Awesome. So when you were in high school, so for you, was it a choice between football or soccer, or you just said, nope, that's it, I'm going to do football?
It actually started in middle school. In middle school, in sixth grade, it was the start of football workouts, and soccer and football were at the same time, and I made the decision with my family, like, let's focus on football full time and start training for kicking and everything. So.
Awesome. Talk about Coach John Vioto, South Brunswick. What kind of impact did he have on you?
I mean, he was a fantastic coach while he was there. He gave me and prepared me for so many great opportunities for college. We kicked a lot of field goals in high school, just the way the game flow went, and that prepared me so well for this level.
Absolutely. You set a lot of records, obviously, in high school, PAT, touchbacks. Just tell me more about your time in high school and what that experience meant for you.
Yeah, I mean, high school is obviously special because you're playing with the guys that you've been playing Pop Warner middle school and high school with. So I played with some of my best friends for close to 10 years of football, and you know, that bond is so crazy and so tight, and it's always great to represent your town. I went to a public school, so able to represent my town and community at a home level, and you know, try to win as many games for the town to bring that pride and, you know, joy.
Talking about your decision to come to Rutgers, was it more of like, hey, wanted to stay local, or was it, you know, working with having someone like Coach Gianna here?
It was definitely a bunch of things. The first thing is the family aspect. Family is part of our culture, and having my family close as well is fantastic. And also my two siblings both graduated from the Rutgers Business School, and I have ambitions for business once my playing days are over. So I had an understanding of what the business school had to offer, and I just felt it was a perfect fit, academics and football. Playing at a high level, Big Ten, the best conference in America, as well as potentially receiving like one of the best degrees from a business school in the country. So,
absolutely. Last year you didn't get a chance to play your freshman year. This year you're getting that opportunity. Just talk more about the competition, just first in training camp and getting this opportunity.
Yes, sir. You know, the competition was great. Me and Jude are great competitors, and honestly, we complement each other so well. I feel like his strong leg complements, you know, the accuracy that I have. So a credit to him, and he's been a great teammate throughout this whole time where, you know, instead of, you know, we don't, there's no rivalry or anything, I appreciate everything that he does for me, and he's trying to kind of teach me and mentor me and understand things that I have never experienced before. So he's trying to make me feel more comfortable in college football in general.
That's awesome, man. Just your thoughts about the team so far. You guys are off to a great start, 2-0. A lot of people have taken notice saying, hey, look, you know, these guys look like they're going to be the real deal in the Big Ten this year. Just your thoughts about where the team is.
You know, we celebrated these two wins. We kind of have a 24-hour rule here where, you know, we celebrate the win for 24 hours and then we're kind of done with it. So right now we're just focused on Virginia Tech. And, you know, it's great to have those wins, but we're keeping them in our pocket, Coach says. Now they're back there, and now we're just focusing on this Saturday, 3:30, for a big game. So,
awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. All right, again, I want to thank Jay Patel. Also want to thank Greg Schiano for a few moments there to talk about his naming as the Special Teams Player of the Week. Right now we're going to go to the press conference. Let's get you ready for some Rutgers football. Let's go back out to Greg Schiano.
Before we get started, I'll just take a moment to pay tribute to the over 3,000 people who lost their lives on this day 22 years ago. It's very personal, obviously, to us, it being in our backyard, and you know, to the 37 Rutgers alums who lost their life that day and their families. You know, our thoughts are with them, and, you know, we don't forget. So with that, I'll open it up.
Yeah, they're a good football team.
Defensively, their front is stout. They have some linebackers that can really run. The secondary is the safeties punish you, and the corners can run and cover. So it's a good defensive football team. Offensively, their quarterback is a really good player. He's an experienced player. He's strong arm, accurate arm, and can beat you with his feet. The running back, they have two of them that they play, 33 and 24. They're both good players. Offensive line, big. They lost some receivers. Don't know. I know one of them had surgery, so he's not going to play. I was familiar with him. We tried to recruit him in the portal. And then the other fella, I don't know. It looked like he pulled up with a hamstring. So I don't know what his status will be. They went and got some portal receivers. Sounds familiar. So that'll be their, you know, they lost their tight end for the season at the beginning of the year. But the two young kids that are playing are good players. One of them is kind of more of a receiver type tight end. The other can do both. Special teams, they're sound. You know, you can see they have a true plan to what they're doing. So yeah, it's a good football team. They lost a tough one to Purdue. Opening week, they took control of the game and really held control the whole game. So yeah, we'll have our hands full.
Through two games, is there anything you've seen or learned about your team that has changed your, you know, your outlook on the season, how high the ceiling you could see for this team?
No, I have belief in our team from the beginning. Where that puts us, you never know because you don't know what the competition is. But I don't concern myself with that. I do see a group that trusts each other, and that was evident in our last game when things, you know, started to get away from us a little bit. As I told you that night, they came together and they said, no, we got a job to do. Everybody go do your job, and this is going to go where we want it to go, and that's exactly what happened. That to me is a belief or trust in each other that happens when you pay the price together over time. Not a year, but over 3 and 4 years paying the price together over time. And that's what I keep talking about, the pipeline. We're not there yet. We got to fill that pipeline with guys that have paid the price together and they develop together, but we're getting closer.
Coach, you know, we talked before the season about the defensive line, a lot of the players coming back. Through 2 weeks of play, now you had a chance to see them on the field. What have you made of how the defensive line has played?
I think we've played good. I think we can play much better. Probably not what you thought I'd say, but I think we can play at a much higher level in our defensive front because I think we have enough depth for guys to be fresh. And when you have guys that you have enough people to go out there and play and be fresh, then I expect, you know, darn near perfect execution. You know, fatigue is one of the things that can affect your execution. Obviously, your opponent's the other.
Coach, I know this has been a lingering issue, but I just wanted to ask you for where this Nassim Brantley thing is headed and if you have any clarity on it.
I don't have clarity. As soon as I know, I'll let you know, though. I don't mind you asking. I wish I knew. But as soon as I do, you'll know it.
Just stuck in NCAA, waiting on the NCAA, right?
NCAA purgatory, yes.
Coach, are there any updates on Tyler Needham or Christian Dremel's statuses ahead of Virginia Tech?
Yeah, Tyler Needham. I'm gonna stick to the strategy of, if it's a season-ending injury, I'll let you guys know. If I'm not sure if it is or it isn't, then I'll just refer to the availability report on Saturday, just so we have consistency. But yeah, Tyler had a rough deal on Saturday night, but we'll see how he progresses.
I know it's a very small sample size at this point, but the run defense has obviously performed pretty well. Are you seeing signs? I guess what's been the biggest key to that, do you feel like? And are you seeing signs that this is something that can be sustained over the long course of a season against some?
Well, I hope so, but it's too early to call it, right? Playing run defense is a couple of things. Number one, it's knowing your job, and then number two, it's chopping your job. You got to go chop your job. Now, what does that consist of? Playing great technique, playing with great pad level in the front four, having proper run fits by the linebackers in the secondary, and then everybody swarming the ball, and when you get there, tackling well. And we've been able to do that for the most part. You know, when things started to unravel a little, you saw we missed three tackles on one play. And that was when I knew, all right, we got to – let's go. Let's get back to playing our brand of football. But that's what happens when things start to get rolling on you, and that's where you have to be able to put the brakes on and go back right back to technique, scheme, execution, and effort.
Just from the perspective of Gavin on Saturday, we talked a lot about his performance and throwing away the ball and not the turnovers. But what have you seen leadership-wise, emotionally, how he conducted himself on Saturday that maybe showed that next step in his maturation?
Well, I think both games he showed that, you know, he stayed calm. He's been cool on the sideline. There's a little stretch even with him Saturday night that it started to get away, and he brought it back. So I think that's a step. If you're looking for one that's unique to Saturday, that's what happened.
What's it like with so much depth at running back? Is it a cursing and a blessing at the same time, knowing you have all these guys you got to share the ball around?
Yeah, it's not a curse by any means, because you don't have to share the ball around. That's what competition is. The guys who are playing the best are going to get the touches. The guys that are doing the best in practice, the guys that are carrying into the game, we'd love to have that kind of depth at every position, because competition, the cream rises to the top.
Look, Kamar was the guy that filled in for Tyler when he was down on Saturday. If Tyler can't go, is he the guy? And what did you think of how he performed?
Yeah, we'll see who the guy is. I don't know. We're going to figure that out. But, yeah, that was the immediate plan Saturday night. But we're talking about it as a staff right now. What's the best? Again, it's always to get the best five and then get the sixth and the seventh and the eighth. So we're spending time on that right today as we game plan. Did some good things. Did some things that we can't do. If we do them, we'll get beat. But it's a critical position, because when I talked about their line, I think their edge guys are dangerous, and they can roll them. That's the one thing that I look at them. I see they roll eight guys, so they're going to be fresh up front too. So we're really going to have to be on point with our offensive line. Because not only are they rolling, but they roll. They're good players. Stout inside, really athletic outside. Probably the best edge players we've faced so far. Not probably. They're the best edge players we've faced all year.
On that note, Coach, how do you feel that the offensive line has gelled? I know coming in with a new offensive line coach, how do you feel like that group has gelled through 2 weeks of the season as well?
We've made improvement, that's for sure. Are we anywhere close to where we need to be? No. So improvement's a relative term. We just have to keep getting better every week. That's the key. Keep getting better. Doesn't matter who's out there. We have to be better. We've protected well. I've had given up one sack. A part of that is the quarterback getting rid of it, knowing where he's going with it. But the other part is the protection.
Coach, you mentioned that some of the top receivers for Virginia Tech have injuries. Is there something that changes in the defense when some of these top receivers aren't active for the game?
Well, they still have good receivers. I'm just saying these were the guys that they had brought in that I felt were kind of, similar to like we tried to do. But they still have good receivers now. We won't change how we play, no.
Time for two more.
You got to play Virginia Tech three times before they left for the ACC your first time around, 01 through 03. Any memories at all stick from those three games at all? Just curious.
Yeah, there's plenty of memories. Yeah. Some good, some not so good. We never beat them, so that's not good, right? We were a different spot, though. I do want to talk, you know, I did it Saturday night. I want to do it again. I'm really proud of our student section. I think we're starting to get a little reputation of having a student section that is a factor. So now that they've set the bar, we need them. I know our guys just appreciate the heck out of it. So I want to thank them again and call to duty. What time is the game? 3:30 game. So love to have them there again. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in, listening. Enjoy your college football, your NFL football, baseball, whatever it may be. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Fox on the Road. Michael Cohen signing off.